Okay, so Scott, just to be clear, the 24-hour opera did not mean an opera that lasted 24 hours, correct?
Mercifully, no. Actually, the composers and lyricists...
And in opera, they're also called librettists.
...who had never met were randomly paired together and locked in rehearsal studios to write an opera in 12 hours.
So we followed one team from the beginning to the very end.
To be completely honest, I had never really entertained the serious idea of writing an opera.
Composer Natalie Williams, she teaches music theory and composition at the University of Georgia.
I don't know the librettist. I don't know the topic. I don't even know the singers. I know nothing about what's going on here. You know, kind of going into something not knowing how it's going to unfold, as some amazing creative things might come out of it.
The Atlanta Opera hosts this as an annual competition. Each writer-composer team was tasked with creating a 7 to 10 minute opera. Teams of singers and directors then rehearsed what they'd written, and the following night, all 5 resulting operas were performed in front of an audience and a panel of judges.
So at the kickoff event over at the First Presbyterian Church in Atlanta, each team randomly selected 2 props that they had to work into their piece.
This is Vinnie Melli. She's an Atlanta playwright. This is her 3rd time competing in the 24-hour opera.
I'm hoping it's a rubber chicken. It's an elixir.
And then this year's theme was introduced with, well, mixed emotions.
Your theme for the 2013 24-hour opera project is... Convincing Confession.
Just so I caught that, that was Convincing Confessions is the theme?
Convincing Confessions.
They didn't seem convinced.
They seemed convincingly confused, actually. After that, the teams dispersed to begin the work of creating their masterpieces, and Natalie and Vinny took one of our tape recorders along for the ride.
They drink the whatever it is.
Go oh, how
swimming.
Fun to put the Jaws music in the middle of the opera.
Yes. Let's do it. Yeah. Oh, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, it's 10 minutes to midnight, so we're halfway through this opera. We're trying to get this prop happening, but we're just about to break. A smooth complexion ripped midsection. I'm ready for my love connection. All right, so it's 4:36 in the morning.
And it shows. We have the final recitative, and I'm trying to think of harmony, and it's hard.
To tell you the truth.
And at 6:30 a.m. on the dot, the opera is done, for better or for worse. And our team has a brief powwow with the stage director, Matthew Ozawa, and the accompanist, Aaron Palmer. From there, the production team and the singers begin turning the words and music into a stage production.
Good. And when you come stand, then it wants to feel like everything changes
okay. From
both of you. Scene 1 out of 8.
Right.
Scene number 1. This is going to be great.
But in the middle of this fast-paced production, the opera hit a pretty major snag. This is stage director Matthew Ozawa.
Well, actually, the singer got stuck in her city due to ice, and they were in search of another singer to replace her. And in the meantime, I thought, we need to continue to rehearse, because time's ticking. And so one of the props was a ventriloquist doll.
So at this point in the production, the score and the libretto are final. So if the script calls for 3 characters, they have to have 3 characters, even if one of those characters winds up being played by a ventriloquist dummy. Hey, you know, the show must go on.
And go on it did.
Yeah. The performances took place at the Atlanta Opera Studios off of Northside Drive to a standing room only crowd. So Natalie and Vinny took this theme of, what was the theme?
Convincing Confessions.
They took that, they took their props, which were a pair of opera glasses and a bottle of elixir, and they came up with the story of 2 old friends, middle-aged women, who meet a man who tries to woo them with this potion that will make them young again. He leads them to the fountain of youth, and all they have to do is pour in the potion and go for a swim, but here's where the confession part comes in. And the 2 are best friends, so they either do this together or they don't do it at all. So, ultimately, the promise of youth is gone. But really, that's okay.
This thing's overrated. This fountain of youth.
Que
can get as old as I am without some souvenirs.
The wrinkles, the liver spots, the failing eyesight, they're signs of a well-lived life. In the end, the character played here by singer Arsenia Soto decides that it's best not to hide that.
If we're not old, we can't be old friends. Can't be old friends.
Now, sitting in the audience, watching the final product, you felt like you made it?
Oh, I slept through it.
Vinny is joking.
Probably. Maybe not.
But it's now roughly 26 hours since she and Natalie were locked into a rehearsal room, and the night isn't quite over yet.
Well, the judges have deliberated and have selected a winning team for the evening.
And yes, that is the voice of City Cafe host John Lemley. He hosted the performances at the Atlanta Opera Studios.
The judges' selection for their favorite team is the blue team.
Whether by luck or coincidence, our team, Natalie and Vinny, their opera came out on top.
Congratulations, guys.
For professional writers such as yourselves, what do you get out of going through a project like this where you're under such, you know, a time crunch that you normally would never put yourself under?
It's so much fun to get to work with other people, see how they work. But also, I have a musical coming up next year that I've been working on for 5 years. This is a challenge. I wanted to see if I could do it. And every year, I guess I want to make sure I can still do it.
And it tests your skills. You have all of these tool belts that you gain over the course of your life in the arts. And so suddenly, in such a condensed short amount of time, you're forced to use them intuitively.
If you can do this in 12 hours, then it kind of resets your bar for other, you know, other things, other pressure-filled situations, of which there are many.
And after the pressure of producing an opera in 24 hours, everyone involved has earned a reason to celebrate and a good night's rest. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
And I'm Scott Cassavant.